Boker Tov, Yom Revi'i Shabbat Kodesh. Today is Kafvav Be Av, Be Menachem Av. So we are on page 157 of the Sha'ar HaBitachon. So now he's going to start a section over here. We're still talking about Parnasah, but even other successes in life, misunderstanding the success that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a person. So he says like this: V'yeshim matze bichlal mevakshei mamon, mishiyagia mimenu el tachlita avato bederech hasibot asher zacharnu. Sometimes a person can reach his goals for success throughout the means that we spoke about before. Yeah, sometimes a person, even without working, sometimes, you know, when a person has a rich relative or whatever who passes away, boom, he strikes it rich, right? He gets a nice Yerusha. Beautiful. He says, V'yachshov, ki asibot chiyevu lo etze. The Gemara actually says, a famous Gemara on Masechet Berachot, a person whose father passes away and he leaves him a sizable Yerusha. And he hears about it. What does he do? He makes two Berachot. He makes Dayana Emet for the passing, and he makes Atov Emetiv for the Yerusha. You're not celebrating the death, chas v'shalom, aval ma? He has to say, he has to be upset about the bad news and be happy about the Yerusha. Now he says, v'yachshov ki asibot chiyevu lo etze, v'lulei hen lo haya magia elav mimenu klum, umshabeach hasiba mibal'adei amsabev. Ah, wa'aliyah, he says sometimes people can start focusing, hyper-focusing on the means that got him to this end, as opposed to the one who sent the means. There's the siba, the means, and there's the misabev, the one who put those means in motion. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, yeah, thank you to the inheritance, and Baruch Hashem, thank God, no, Baruch Hashem for the inheritance, and the parnasa, yeah, tipesh. He says, don't forget, who put the cogs in motion? What are you thinking there?
Who made that relative rich?
Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu made, he's called the misabev, the one who makes everything go round, Zakadosh Baruch Hu, the world, things, means, motions, akol zehu. Yeah? That's what we say in Patach Eliyahu. Antu ailat kol ailot v'sibat kol asibot. You are the highest of the high, the most supreme, and the greatest of all means is what? Is Zakadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because everything else is garnished. Zakadosh Baruch Hu puts them there. Yeah? So he says, ra'ui lo lachshov b'li... Did I skip?
No.
Yeah. 158. וחמה ודומה בזה לאדם שהוא במדבר הכביד עליו שמה ומצא מים שאינם מתוקים בבור אחד ושמח בהם שמחה גדולה ורבה מהם.
Person was almost, you know, going to die of thirst in the desert. He finds a pit with water that's like, you know, not so good. אבל, you know, he finds it, he drinks it. He gets a little bit koach, but it wasn't good water. It was like dirty.
טוב.
וכאשר הלך מעט, he got a little bit more koach. Kept walking a little bit more. Oh, he says, now he finds a nice stream, sweet water. He says, what? Right. Now, he says, you know, now what's he thinking to himself? He says, I wish I would have known, I wish, because he got full, he filled his whatever with some nasty water. He says, if I would have waited a few more steps, I would have drank this good stuff. He says, "V'chin ba'al ha'mamon she'igi alav b'siba yidu'a, ilu haitan nimna'at ha'siba, im imenu, haya masig oto b'siba acheret, ka'asher ikdimanu. Uchmo she'amar, ki en ladunai ma'atzor, le'oshia b'ravo v'im'at." Person should think, right? Person should think, if I wouldn't have gotten this, I would have gotten it from somewhere else even better. You know, sometimes person, oh, this deal, big, you know, inheritance deal, that, signing, closing... Look at it like this. Even if you wouldn't achieve... Kadosh Baruch Hu already decreed on Rosh Hashanah what you're going to get. Whatever you're going to get, you're going to get. If you didn't get it with that, you would have left room for you to get it maybe from somewhere else that even would have been better for you. That's the way you should look at it. Yeah.
If Hashem says you're going to get the this year, why can't a person... I think we answered before that, like, you have to do your Hishadut, obviously. It's like you have such a Muna in Hashem that you're going to get, like, let's say $1 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you just sit around all day doing absolutely nothing and just hope for money falling out of the sky?
So, like we said, the Sha'ar HaBitachon discussed this. That's part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu put that in motion, just like you have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to walk, you have to, you know, do all the things. Part of this world, part of the natural occurrence of this world is doing Yishtadlut.
So if you don't do Yishtadlut, it's like...
You're not going to get it.
isn't that saying that Hashem's power isn't...
No. This Hashem's power is omnipotent, and with all the ishtadlut in the world, that's exactly the point. How many people do tons and tons and tons of ishtadlut and still they don't make it? Why? That shows you that it has nothing to do with the ishtadlut, it has to do with Hashem. Hashem said there's a curse. Ishtadlut is part of the curse, especially for parnasah. Zata pecha tochal lechem. Ishtadlut is to mask the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He sends to us. This is the test. The deal. And Hashem wants to see you. Are you going to praise the deal? Or are you going to praise the one who sent the deal? Manta? Now he says, Famidi? You Famidi me? Now he says...
He's the younger generation.
I understand.
Yeah. So he says like this. Yeah. Umimash ra'ui laboteach ala Elohim b'tarpo. What's worthy of relying on Kadosh Baruch Hu for tirif? We keep on saying tirif natan lirev. What's a tirif? Mizonot, parnasa. So he says, "Kshitakev mimenu atirif yomu min hayamim sheomer bilebo ki asher otziani la'olam hazeh bizman yadua ve'et yadua ve'lo otziani elav lifnei ve'lo la'achareim hu shemitakev mimeni bo tarpi le'et yadua ve'yom yadua leda'ato mashu tov li." Which means, a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes the parnasah doesn't come exactly on demand as we want it. For most of the world, it's like that. Sometimes it comes today, tomorrow, in 2 weeks, whatever. A person who's botech by HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he have an amount that he earmarked for us on Rosh Hashanah, but also a time and a place and a method of delivery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything precisely meted out. And that means, if I'm not getting my parnasah today, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to have it today, he wants me to get it better at a different time. That's how a Ba'al HaBitachon looks at it. Not like I'm a failure or whatever. Bivadai, if a person sees, you know, that this happens, parnasah problems, part of the Emunah Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to kind of recalculate, to do Cheshbon HaNefesh. Right? We hold that. We said that a person, when he gets Yisurim, probably tefashfesh b'ma'asecha, a person has to do teshuva, whatever. He can't just be, yeah. Can you imagine a person always, he's having a hard time with parnasah, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get a different time. That's fake bitachon. Part of bitachon is to look deep down and to say, ma'asiti, I did something wrong, I have to fix it. Everybody knows the famous story in the Gemara with Rav Huna. Gemara in Berachot. The Gemara says that Rav Huna was a whiner. He had a... cellar. He sold wine. Like a winery.
Yeah.
And he sold barrels of wine. The Gemara says that one time in Rav Huna, he had 400 barrels of wine that turned into vinegar. Terrible loss. Big, big loss. Fine wines. Was it all vinegar, all sour? He was upset. The Rabbanan saw him that he was upset. They asked him why he was upset. He says, because look what happened to me. I took a big hit. So they told him to fashfish b'ma'asecha. Look inside. See, maybe you have to fix something. So he says, you know me. He doesn't say gava. He's saying, you know me. Do you suspect me of wrongdoing? They turned to him and they said, do you suspect the Kadosh Baruch Hu of punishing you unjustly? Yeah? So he says, you know what? You're right. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish anybody for no reason. He sat down and he made a cheshbon. And he says there was one sharecropper of his, a worker, that was stealing from him. And there was a certain kind of bonus that he was supposed to pay him, but because he was stealing, he didn't give him the bonus. The Chaim said, that's it. He says, but the guy's stealing. He said, it doesn't matter. You still have to do what's mutal alecha. The Gemara says, he paid him the bonus. And what happened was, the Gemara says, two versions of what happened. Either the vinegar turned back into wine, or the price of vinegar inflated to double that of wine.
Either way, he came out on top.
You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do things for naught. Person has to realize, Yesh po dvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us mida keneged mida. The fact that He punishes us is sometimes a chesed, because we know from the punishment that we get, we know, you know, if a person gets a certain hit on part of his body, he knows, oh, that part of my body I probably did avonot with. Probably did something. You know, everything in our life is mida keneged mida. Person has to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, He doesn't let things slide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is erech apayim, but He doesn't just... Okay, Allah. It doesn't work like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medayik. Yeah? Especially now we're starting Chodesh Elul next week. Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Rachamim Masalichot. The whole Elul was given for a person to sit down and, you know, introspect. Sit down, v'mamash, probe. Because Chodesh Tishri, already right around the corner, is already din. But then it's going to be too late. You have to sit down before the deen and to start, you know, looking deep down inside. What did I do? What can I fix? What needs improvement? That's what it's all about. Tov Rabotai, we'll continue tomorrow.